Sabi nyo, walang trabaho para sa forensic pathologist, no, sa Pilipinas. Pero ang daming kailangan gawing autopsy, no? And that's one of the things that forensic pathologists do, no?
Actually, that's kind of puzzling. Why the resistance to forensic pathology when the need is really there? I really don't know if I had a hand in it. I've always thought that if I were male, maybe I would have been more successful. Maybe I would have been better accepted. I think there's some kind of a gender issue here because I have encountered some concerns before regarding, you know, babae ka eh, or something like that. Okay. And interestingly enough, the other forensic pathologist here is also a female. I know of some pathologists, males, who wanted to pursue forensic path, but somehow didn't make it. Pero yung resistance, minsan, ang hirap ding intindihin. You know, I've been around for 26 years trying to set up this practice. And I have encountered a lot of people trying to bring you down or just simply trying to stop you and so on. And I have so far heard of them, I think, having reached this far. But it's not easy. And that's why at least ang contribution ko is for all the younger doctors wanting to do it the same way. I might have paved the way for them already because I have actually hurdled, that's it, some of the things thrown my way over the years.